You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy's house, he's got a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah, so we dressed those little monsters up. Reed was a transformer.
Oh, was he?
Little Lila was a zebra. And poor little Lila has a wicked cold right now, so she was a zebra with a lot of snot running down her face.
Does she get Halloween?
No, kind of.
At a year and a half, do they even really understand?
Yeah, she was getting the hang of it by the end of the night.
It'll be next year that she'll really come into full effect.
We were those parents that were like constantly apologizing for the way she looked because she had so much snot running down her face and we had to carry tissues with us.
Snotty zebra. You could have like used her little tail or something.
I don't want to be those parents that have the kid with the snotty nose and they just completely ignore it. And the kid's sitting there, you know, licking it because it's, don't want to be that parent. So poor little Lila's got a raw nose this morning, but we loaded him up and went over to my parents' neighborhood for a little bit, 2 blocks away, and hit the cul-de-sac there. And then we brought him back to our house and did a few streets there. And I will say Halloween on a weeknight sucks. It totally sucks for parents and kids because we felt very rushed because we got to get up and go to work the next day. And you got to get home and do showers and get them ready for bed and all that. But it really sucks for the little kids because we got back about 8 o'clock. And then they dump out all their candy, and they, you know, Reed was immediately wanting to scarf like half his
bucket. You won't let him have it, will you?
And you're like, buddy, I know this is fun. You got a lot of candy there, but let's maybe pick out 3 pieces that you can have because 8 o'clock, sugar explosion. Rush. And even after the 3 pieces, he was bouncing off the walls. We couldn't even get him to go to bed. So it sucks for the kids because they can't come back and enjoy their candy. And then after 8 o'clock is when the weirdos start coming out.
Oh.
So we had kids for most of the night, but then it was just like right around 8:15. All of a sudden we're getting like 40-year-old men and women showing up at our house.
What?
One was super weird. She was easily, I want to say in her 50s. She was dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood and she had some creepy guy with her with a wolf mask on and he wouldn't say anything. He just stood there and she's like, "Honey, you guys got any candy left? We're just
trying to get..." They were trick-or-treating?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
They were drunk.
They could have been drunk.
So, like, some of my neighbors I hear were giving out shooters to, like, the parents.
Nuh-uh.
So maybe these people were they should have come to my neighborhood.
It's pretty good.
It's become, over the last couple of years, it's become more and more of a trend of adults to go out trick-or-treating.
Weird adults.
Trick-or-treating?
I know, yeah. And it's only going to increase, so you might as well just get used to it.
Nikki's like, well, it's time to turn the porch lights off.
No kidding. So in my hood, last year, Halloween was on a Saturday, so I wasn't home. I didn't stick around. So this year, it was my first year experiencing Halloween in the house. And I don't know if I was kind of like a Grinch, a Halloween Grinch, but like some kids would come up and they would just stick their bags out and I'd be like,
"What do you say?
Exactly. I'd be like,
dance for me, monkey.
Make me a bite, clown. Like, come on." Like, I made them say trick or treat. And I got to do, there was a little, you guys know my thing for firefighters. A little 4-year-old boy came up dressed as a firefighter and I gave him.
He's not going to sleep.
I gave him a lot of candy. He was adorable. But I do want to do a shout
out. Dance for me, little boy.
I didn't. No, I gave him a lot of candy. He was incredibly adorable. However, I want to do a shout out because the kids in my neighborhood are so much cooler than I thought that kids could be because I had a lot of trick-or-treaters come through, did not have enough candy, had this big group of kids come up, and they saw how low I was. And the older kids were like, "Okay, hold on, she's getting low on candy." So they stood back and they let all the little kids come up first, which I thought was really, really special. Mm-hmm. But I want to do a shout out to a gal who lives somewhere down in Lone Tree. She's a senior in high school. She's got braces and blonde hair, and she was some sort of a witch. But she came up very last and she said, "Look, I'm a senior in high school and I don't need this." She took her bag and she dumped it out in my bowl because she saw how low I was getting. And she gave me her candy.
I wouldn't trust that candy. Wow.
It was the cool. No,
what
come
did she do to
guys.
It? Laced with something.
And now it comes back on you and you're handing out tainted candy.
She's chuckling all the way home. She's like, "That chick over there."
She took that ecstasy candy.
What is it like to have dark black hearts like yours?
I wouldn't trust that candy.
I want to know. How do you live in a world with
you're
such
now an accomplice.
Cold, rock hard hearts.
I will say, if nobody's thought of that before, to put some sort of X-Lax candy and dump it in somebody else's bowl for them to distribute.
I thought about it for our potluck yesterday, honestly. Hope you guys enjoyed the cornbread muffins.
You're evil. You are not funny. You're evil.
That's just not funny.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, because Dom had some of those muffins.
No, actually,
hey, Dom, have another.
I passed on the muffins yesterday.
Should we say what we did?
Yes, we will, because I was thinking about that.
What did you do?
As soon as I started getting the text messages. So apparently I angered our HR director yesterday, unintentionally. But I said something that hurt her feelings, I guess. So she wouldn't let me stop hearing about it throughout the entire potluck. You know, like, oh, you hurt my feelings. I didn't mean to. I mean, I'm a good-hearted person. I don't try to do that. So anyway, so it went on and on and on and on, but she was giving me a lot of lip. So Jeremy is standing there eating a piece of fried chicken.
Thank you, whoever brought Popeyes in.
It was Jim.
Jim.
It was Jim down the hall.
Not James, chicken. But Jim.
Jim, don't call me James Barry.
There's no James.
So
here.
He brought some fried chicken, and Jeremy's eating some, and he goes, he's like trying to look like he wants to be a little imp, and he's like, I need to put this in somebody's bag or something, but then he throws it away. And so I said, look, here's what you should do. Just go get another piece of chicken, mm-hmm. and we'll find another place to put. You don't even have to eat it.
Yeah.
It can be a fully formed piece of chicken.
And we were just going to go put it in somebody's cube or on their keyboard.
And right. And as Jeremy is walking down towards one of the cubes, I stopped him. I said, excuse me, Mr. Padgett.
Yeah, right. This is exactly how the conversation is. Excuse me, sir.
I said, excuse me. Will you please walk back this direction?
Right into the HR office.
So we go to HR and deposited the piece of chicken in her purse. And,
in her purse?
It was just sitting right there, wide open.
And,
so she got a chicken wing right there in her purse. And then we scampered out.
Gone.
I was looking for you guys. I thought we were going to walk out together.
After you drop a chicken wing in the HR director's purse, you run.
You run like hell.
So we ran.
We were giggling like little schoolgirls.
I can honestly say my fingers never touched that piece of chicken.
True.
So technically, I didn't really have anything to do with it except for directing traffic, saying, walk this way.
You're like pinky in the brain.
Go in this office. And then about 35 minutes later, there comes a text message from said HR director who called us a-holes.
Totally called. And it was perfect. It was to me and Dom, it's like she had no other option but us two,
Oh, my God.
No, she didn't even think twice.
She
knew exactly, because she couldn't have seen it. She was down in the conference room. There was no witnesses, so she just deduced. The only two people on the staff who would put a chicken wing in her purse.
And then I immediately replied back, it was Dom.
You guys, her purse is going to smell for the next week.
I don't care.
Nah. I maintained radio silence throughout all of that.
I did not
respond to a single thing. So anyway.
She's in charge.
Pranks are fun.
She's in charge of us getting our paychecks.
I don't care.
That's what she said. She even mentioned that we would not be getting a little extra in our paycheck from now on. So.
Yeah, your endorsement fees are gone. The way of the chicken wings.
Gone.
Say goodbye to your feet, your tail fees.
I'm going to be endorsing American financing for nothing for the rest of my life. So.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.